right, this is probably going to be a two. This is a 2-day boo because I didn't do one last night. Yesterday's roots could have been a lot better. Part of the problem, okay, beginning with yesterday we had a sidewalkless route that could have been a lot better. We had a route in the park with the gentle leader hooked to, I hooked the gentle leader to the small snap of the leash, and had the larger snap hooked to the collar, but the work, it's like her work changed after that. There was not, something was just a bit wrong with the way she was working with that. I'm not sure if it was just the heat or what, but what I might do is try and rule one thing out so I can be sure of how she's going to work with it. Otherwise, yeah, it was kind of shitty, that one. And part of it was my fault because somehow, again, I began to tense my arm and to accident, you know, not that I do this purposely because I hate when I do it, but I would end up pulling her. And that's not what I wanted to do at all. Damn it. So, that just was lousy. That whole thing was lousy. It messed me up. I just didn't want, really, it was just really rough. So this morning we did a solo, mini solo as it were. Nobody else but me and the instructor. And it was basically a morph of the first route we did and the second route. And I had trouble with it because I basically had the instructor repeat it 3 times because for some idiotic reason, I mean, my confidence was already in the cellar to begin with, considering yesterday, especially yesterday afternoon's route and blah. So anyway, so I just basically, I did end up goofing up a street crossing or two. So anyway, yeah, I went down, but then I went down 2 blocks, and then we went back. She did tell me the way to get back, because we worked, we did it in chunks, which was pretty easy. So what I did was I ended up, going most of the way right. There was, just had a few problems in the beginning, but I finally decided, okay, if I'm going to make this work, I'm going to fake being confident and make it work. So I just relaxed my arm. I made sure that she had complete clearance to get me around stuff. Well, although there was a couple things that were very hard to get around, so we just kind of squozed through. Our crossings were great. And at the end, even though I goofed up those crossings, she's like, great job, you know, and I'm like, oh. It's like, wow, I'm amazed. I'm surprised after all that. But, you know, it's preferably I would have wrote both routes down. Just because my spatial problems can make things very interesting, and I'd rather write things down or at least record them in some way that I can refer to them, at least in the beginning, and then when I repeat that route, I can have it down like I did with a couple routes that I learned in the beginning. I would just repeat that same route till I was blue in the face, or write the route down, or whatever. So yeah, that was a lot better, and my main project this weekend is to maybe do some things or research some things that will help me keep that arm relaxed no matter what, because I need a foolproof way to beat this. I don't want to end up accidentally not wanting him to, of course, but pulling her, because she's supposed to be the guide dog after all. So anyway, part of it may be, and I don't know about this, but maybe if any of you have not used a harness with a martingale, maybe you can answer this. I'm just curious if it's because of the fact that I have not used a harness with a martingale, and I'm getting used to that feeling. If not, then I'll try and troubleshoot it another way. But we went through the pet store. I really watched my arm there because, yes, she was getting distracted, but when it was time to work, she did very good. You know, there was a few little problems, but some of it was my fault and some of it was just, you know, she was distracted by something and I had to kind of, you know, watch how things were. So anyway, yeah, that worked out pretty good too. I got her some, a couple finger brushes and some toothpaste and a jack-shaped Nylabone. Well, that's gonna do it for this boom right now. I'm just gonna take one route at a time and just work like crazy through the end of this and just hope we just keep smoothing out. If anybody has any suggestions, please post them either via DM or mention. I do listen to people's suggestions. It's just sometimes implementing some things is a bit on the hard side, especially when I'm going through a crazy situation, which was really not cute. Like the whole, I don't know, I just noticed something wrong with her working style when she was in that gentle leader with the harness on in that park. It was just, ugh, something didn't work right. But if you can tell me some experiences or anything like that that you had that were similar, suggestions, anything like that, that would just avoid the problem period, because I really would like to get that under control, I would definitely appreciate it. Okay, I'm probably boring you guys to tears. It's time for me to get to bed, so good night, everybody, and take care. 82%, 8 minutes, and pause recording button.